About 39 to 100.
About 41 and 42.
Where's Oakmont Hills at, you know?
That is just past Big Cedar there on the other side of the road, I believe. Yep.
Is it the old golf course?
Yes. Okay, if you're looking at the one that ends in 1141, Brandon, L&J Log Cabins.
The one and the one before and the one after, but yeah.
Okay. This area right here is nightly rental stuff, where they've got signs in the front yard, says it's nightly rental, and they even got the key thing on the front door. And so... Glenn did this one. Anyway, there's commercial value, but the land is residential. Because, shooting from the hip here, because it's an even number year, they do not change the land. Let me back up here before I speak. Yes, sir. In 15, the land value was 40,000 residential. So we're adding it on for 16 because it's new construction.
So you can't change classification, you can only change value?
On the land, it has to stay the same. Now, when 17 comes along, we'll change it. Plus, we'll have a letter from them, a condo letter, at what percentage that it'll be commercial and residential. That they've just put this one on because it is new construction. They put it on as commercial for the structure.
Take a recess real quick.
All right.
We'll recess.
Hello? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Very well.